Why do I bring things up on the show if you're not going to then look into it and check it out?
I checked it out yesterday.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was cool.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Not terrible.
Yeah, just because you bring something up, if C-Mac and I don't actually think it's interesting, you're not going to fully convince us.
You didn't even go check it out.
Yeah, well, but Loogie, you're his lackey, so of course you're going to check it out.
I don't appreciate that word.
Like, okay. Your lives are so busy, you can't spend 2 minutes?
Yes. I could have.
3 hours before the show, you're sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah, like we sit around here all day doing nothing.
Well, because, I don't know about
there
that.
Are more you other... sit in my office
doing nothing.
Half the day doing nothing.
I was doing important stuff.
I do stuff for the show and I still
I was it. Watching a video of like this animal that jumped on a woman.
Yeah, we were watching the bobcat video.
Yeah, the bobcat video. I was watching my FSU Friday kind of analyzing my swing.
That was a woman?
Yeah.
It was a woman and then a man.
No, it was
the guy's the one that throws the bobcat.
Yeah.
Right, but
the
to
woman
protect
gets
the woman
first.
from it.
That's my point.
The woman gets attacked.
The bobcat is attacking a woman who appears to be holding another animal
in a crate.
Yeah.
So clearly the bobcat was going after the other animal, not the woman.
Yeah.
And the best part about that video, which I watched 5 times in a row, much better than Fast and the Furious 37, is how the guy starts his day so happy.
A lot of them.
Like, hey, love doing well. And then he becomes this angry, protective guy. Like, it's awesome.
You got to do what you got to do.
I'm with him. I'm on his side.
I agree with you. Who says to themselves, I need to wash my car? It's like such a weird thing to say to you when you're all alone. Did you see the video? He's like, he's a happy guy. And he's like,
saw the video.
He's like,
I need
to wash my car.
I don't have any audio on.
So, and to C-Mac's point, this has gone through my head, but I don't want to think about it too much because I thought it was so funny.
Like, what would you do?
No, I think that it was a fake. Then I think that is kind of proof that the whole thing was a setup.
You think the bobcat was a fake?
Well, I think everything was a fake. Because to C-Mac's point, who is going up to their car?
I didn't hear it.
And open... That's why the audio matters, bro. But you're too busy watching Fast and the Furious 86.
No, excuse you. I watched the video. I didn't hear the
video. Why wasn't the sound up?
Because there's no sound on this computer.
Oh, so you're blaming the computer?
No, I'm blaming the way we have this dump configured. There's no audio on this thing.
Well, you should have been watching it hours ago. That's on you, bro.
You know, I'm going to beat you.
Go ahead. Bring it out.
I'm going to beat you.
Get on, bitch. I'm going to beat you on that.
But you know what? I don't want to know if it's fake because the video just made me so happy. You know what I mean? Like, it gave me joy. It made me smile. It made me laugh. So why do I want it to be fake? I don't.
We don't have a monitor.
Yeah. You're right. I don't. You would think that, the name of the company has, like, audio in it.
That's true.
You would think they'd give me a speaker on this computer so that, like, during commercial breaks or something, I could listen to stuff. I don't know. Here is Mike in Belmore. Mike, how are you? Hi, Mike.
Craig, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. So I'm hosting a radio show Sunday, 12 to 2 on WABC Radio.
Okay.
Ed Rosenberg usually hosts the show. He is out.
Great. Do you want me to send a plaque your way or something? Like, what do you want me to do?
I invite you on the show.
You want to invite me to come on the show?
Yeah. For an
well, I appreciate the invitation, but if I'm going to go on that dump of a radio station, I would only go on with Sid. I wouldn't go on with you.
Any reason why?
Because I like Sid. He's a friend.
Yeah, but this guy's doing Sid's show, so isn't that going on with Sid?
So why would I go on with the guy replacing Sid when Sid's my friend? That would be disrespectful to Sid.
Has Sid asked you to go on a show?
Yes, he has.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm trying, Mike. I'm trying for you.
I'll tell you a funny story about WABC, by the way. You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
Sid and I are very good friends. Get along with him great.
Has it always been that way?
No, we were not always that way.
Right.
Yeah, we worked together. We did mornings at WNEW together. Then we had a very public falling out. And then we've since rectified that relationship. And I adore Sid. And I want the best for him and his beautiful family. Sid and I are great. We're in a very good place. For real, right? And Sid was very supportive when I went through my nonsense, okay? And as a fellow addict, he understands it more than a lot of people do, right? So I leave WFAN... September of 2017, all right? And my trial wasn't for another year. So WABC made me an offer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, is this a little breaking news?
Well, if it's breaking news, wait to hear the offer.
I'm excited to hear it.
So they offered me the midday show.
Okay.
I think it was a 2-hour show. I want to say either 10 to 12 or 11 to 1.
The midday show.
The midday, but 2 hours, 2-hour show. Okay, I think I was going to go on before Curtis Sliwa and the gal he works with, and after Sid and Bernie.
Right.
Okay? So they email me the offer. And I'm not ashamed to tell you what they offered me.
What?
How much money do you think they offered me to do? And again, I'd have to go check the email. It was either a 2-hour show or the full 3-hour midday show. But part of me thinks it was a 2-hour show.
I mean, I'd have to think a decent amount. You were hosting mornings at the Fan. You were number one. You had a lot of success. You'd bring a lot of attention to the radio station. I would think a decent amount.
Like ballpark.
Per year?
Per year.
I mean, I'd say at least $400,000.
$400,000 to do a 2-hour show.
I mean, you were doing
on WABC.
You were doing mornings on the Fan. You were very successful.
Number one morning show in New York City.
Yeah, I'd say 400.
Boom. 400 grand.
And you were making a lot more than that doing mornings at the Fan.
I was very fortunate. I was making great money.
Okay.
At the height of our success, which is when I foobarred everything.
Okay. Yes. I'd say $300,000 to $400,000.
No. They did not offer me $300,000 to $400,000.
Was it less?
Yes.
Significantly less.
Yes.
$200,000.
No.
$100,000.
No.
Wait, they offered you less than 100 grand?
Yes, they did.
Did they offer you a salary or by the hour? Like, was it, we'll give you $20 an hour?
WABC offered me their midday show for $0.
Oh, they didn't even, what? Is that legal?
They offered me a split of revenue comes in from the show.
So you'd have to sell the show, too. Then.
Yeah, that's right. They offered me $0. How do you think I reacted to that?
I don't think very nicely.
That's right. That's right. So other than being a friend of Sid's, and of course hoping he does well in his personal life and all that stuff, that dump of a radio station and the executives and management that ran that radio station at the time, I don't know if they're still there or not, are the most minor league embarrassing executives in the history of radio.
Do they do that with other hosts and shows?
They offered me $0.
Is that like a common occurrence?
And I go, I already had an internship. It was back in 1987.
Wow.
I'm going to find you the email.
I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. I thought you were just going to say, I can't believe
By
they
way,
offered me this.
I didn't see that one coming.
Zero. 0.0.
Yeah, they offered me $0.
Wow.
Yeah, zero.
So you don't want to go on ABC as a guest then?
No.
Even for Sid, who I love as well, you're not going to do it. Even for Sid, you won't do it.
No, I would do it for Sid,
would
but
you?
I won't do it.
All right.
Out of principle.
So you won't do it then? That's my point. You're
not
going to go on then, even if Sid asks you.
I will not
do it. Which you said he has.
I will not do
it. All right.
But I want to be clear, not because of Sid.
No.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Because... they offered me $0.
Unless Sid told them, you know what you should offer Craig? Zero.
No.
Let's screw with Craig. Offer him nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna find you the email. I am. I'm going to find you the email. I got to remember the guy's name. I forget the guy's name, but he was a well-known executive.
Oh, well, I know his name.
What was his name?
The guy who runs ABC. Like, I'm from
No, he owns it.
Oh, he owns it. So he didn't make the offer?
He had nothing to do with this.
Okay, fair
enough. So I want to be clear. The gentleman, John Castellanos?
That's the name, right.
I have great respect for him. Successful businessman.
Had nothing to do with it.
He didn't own it at the time. He bought ABC.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yes, John Castellanos did not own it. Or Castamedes, I think
it's something. Yeah.
The Gristiti's owner. He bought ABC well after the fact.
Gotcha.
He was not involved at all. Not involved at all.
Zero.
Yeah.
Was there any moment you said, well, I could sell it?
What are you whispering, man?
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think I may have found it. Hold on a second. Chad Lopez was one of the guys over there. I will find it during the next break.
You think they thought you were going to say yes? Like, oh, you know what? He's desperate. He'll take it.
He's desperate.
He'll do it.
I don't know. Maybe they did. But just shows you what a lousy industry we work in, right?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah, Chad Lopez.
Plus, you are the guy who said on the record yesterday.
What did I say?
The middays doesn't really count as real radio. You said that to me.
I might have said that.
Yes.
Oh, I think I found it, actually. I think I found it.
Dear Craig,
let's see.
We would like to afford you this great opportunity.
Yeah.
The opportunity to make nothing.
I wrote, at no point would I ever consider doing that.
That was your response?
And frankly, it's insulting that you asked me to. Yeah, there you go.
Did they ever write back to that? Like, after they offer you nothing, you give a response. Because I think a lot of people would have just said, I'm not even responding. You, being you, rightfully yeah. so, say, I'm going to write back. Did they ever respond to that? Like, hey, I'm sorry, that's the business.
Yeah, they wrote back. They wrote back.
What'd they say?
They wanted to syndicate the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Through Westwood One.
For zero. We're still at zero and you're getting syndicated?
At zero.
Yeah, we're still at zero. I'll put this email out there.
You should. It's hilarious.
Hold on a second. Where the hell is this?
So you want to get into radio, kids.
Yeah.
You may have the chance to make $0 doing middays in New York.
It was February of 2018 is when all this went down, okay? February of 2018.
I remember it well.
Where's the offer? The offer's here somewhere. I don't think it's not. It is. Then I will find it for you, okay? I don't want to belabor any more time here, but I will find it. I had all these people involved. Tim Sabian, Michael McVay.
Wow.
Susan Grimes.
They need eight people to make an offer of $0?
And they offered me zero.
It's not that complicated.
Here's our offer. Zero. Oh, yeah, it's pretty funny now.
And you say
it's
you
only
don't,
funny now.
And you say you don't then. Make a lot of money here. You make a hell of a lot more than zero.
I'm making more than zero.
Good.
I can tell you that.
I can definitely tell you that.
I'm making more than zero.
Good.
Not a lot more, but I'm making more than zero.
There you go.
I'll find it. I think the guy's name is Charlie Steinhauer.
Charlie Steiner?
Steinhauer.
Voice of the Dodgers.
Steinhauer.
Former partner of John Sterling.
That's right. I think he went to the Baltimore Orioles.
No, he went to the L.A. Dodgers. I'm telling you, he's the Dodger announcer. He's been the Dodger announcer for a decade now, Charlie Steiner.
Yeah.
I think he's still there.
We offer you nothing.
Zero.
My offer is this. Nothing.
That's exactly right. The offer is this. Nothing.
So, yeah, to that kid, no. Craig's not going to go on your radio show on WABC. Sorry.
Yeah. Even better, they wanted me to come up with an underwriter for the program.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We will syndicate a daily program on WABC, 2-year term with an additional 1-year mutual option. You could have 70% of the money that comes in, no guarantee. Zero.
Which means you can make zero.
Zero. There you go.
There was no part of you that contemplated it?
Let me think if I want to take that job. I'll take zero. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I had to go out and sell it.
No, that's it. Your full-time job isn't even doing the show.
Yeah.
It's selling that show.
Yeah, I had to sell the show, too. Was it 2 hours? I think it was 2 hours. Anyway. Yeah. Cumulus Media. That's good. Here's Jared. On the fan. Jared, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Doing good. What's going on, buddy?
So I just want to make sure you said my name right. It's not Jared. If that's what you said. Jaren. Aaron with a J.
Jaren.
You know the song Crazy for This Girl, Jaren and Evan?
There you go.
Yeah.
So you've probably used that line before, haven't you?
I mean, it works on quite a few females.
So what's the deal? You're involved with the 135 Mafia?
Oh, those are my boys. My boy Joe started it. You guys spoke yesterday.
Yeah, we talked to him.
I want to appreciate you guys for having Joe and my father on yesterday.
Sure.
And as you guys were saying earlier, you are not helping.
Here's what I think you guys need, because I think the name is fine, the idea is cool, take over left field, all that stuff. I think it's great. You need a logo and you need a shirt.
Got it. Done. And shirts are being made. I mean, as Joe was saying the other day when he was on yesterday, all this stuff happened so quickly, so organically really is the word, I should say.
So what's like the slogan going to be? 135 Mafia what?
We are, all right, well, we'll give you our whole little gist. I mean, we're still coming up with the slogan. Basically, we're going to say, I mean, here's what I would say our slogan is. I haven't ran this by Joe completely yet, but I was talking about it last night and he liked it. I said, 135 Mafia, Although we don't represent the entire Mets fan base, yeah. Certainly not the entire Mets fan base.
That seems way too convoluted and complicated already. Like, a slogan's got to be quick and to the point, like, 135 Mafia, we are left field.
Bringing back that Shea Stadium energy.
Nah, that's not good. That sucks.
Let me ask Jaren, let me do you a favor. I'm going to do you a favor. Craig, can I ask a favor for Jaren?
Yeah.
Could they use the slogan,
come get some?
Come get some.
Well, I own that.
That's why I'm asking you.
Although certain Dodge dealership's taking it from me. You talk too much, Jaren. You don't listen. You just don't stop talking. You have to stop talking sometimes. That's why Joe said, you're not in charge of this. Because you talk too much.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
I think it's funny.
It's real. I want the shirts to say, there you go talking again. I think the shirts should say 135 Mafia because Jaren talks too much.
Hey, we have some things in common, Carmen.
That's true. I'll give you that. Listen, here's your slogan. It's very simple. 135 Mafia, we are left field. And that's it.
You know what, Carmen? Because you guys are promoting the show, we're kind of like your baby. So, you know what? We'll listen to you guys.
All right. You do that. Run with it. And send us a couple. We'll wear them. All right.
That's we it. Are left field.
But I'm extra large because SNY just sent me a nice pullover.
Yeah.
But it was a large. So I can't wear it.
That's because you can't be eating. That's why you're an extra large.
No, I've always been an extra large.
Have you?
Yeah.
Looks
I
like
was even a double XL a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. It depends on the cut. You know, the cut sometimes. It's the cut's problem. Yeah.
We are left field.
I actually like that.
Of course you do.
No, I really
do. Genius.
Genius a little too strong, but I like it. It's quick, it's to the point, and it describes what they are. They're left field. Now, there's a commitment to that. No moving around, no getting bougie. When you go to other ballparks, you are left field. You are the fearful place to National League left fielders. Marcelo Ozuna, your ass is grass. You know what I mean?
Something like that, huh? Yeah. Yeah, my ideas are so good, ABC's won't give me $0 for them. I don't even know why I thought of that. I haven't thought of that in a long time. It's been 3.5 years since I've thought of that.
It got rekindled because the dude wanted you to come on ABC.
Yeah, would you come on another radio station? No.
Especially one that offered me $0.
$0. Yeah.
Poor kid, though. I feel bad for him because he wanted you to come on. It's not his fault that the company he works for offered you nothing.
$0. Here's our offer to you. Zero. And we'll ask you to sell for us.
What a win-win for them. Jeez.
Yeah. There you go.
Two employees for the price of one. Actually, for the price of nothing.
You can do sales and host a show for the whopping sum of $0.
They were even going to throw in promotions. You can do that too while you're there.
They probably were going to ask me to. I got to check. I'll tell you what. It's right here. Hold on. I'll tell you right now what it was. Ready?
Yes.
Here's what they listed for me to do. Ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, I have to cover all production, writing, and talent costs, produce all installments of the program in a high broadcast quality. Let's see.
Wait,
let's
talent cost. So that means if you wanted a sidekick, you're paying for that sidekick.
Well, there's no sidekick.
That's just
you're
you.
Not paying for me.
No, I get it. But if you want to bring someone in, it's on you.
Yeah.
Like that's costing you money, whatever that costs. Every time you mention more, it's worse.
Assist company in marketing and affiliating the program. Without limitation, meeting with the company's affiliate and ad sales teams, participate in sales calls.
Ugh. Oh, this is just awful.
Yeah, there you go. It's fantastic. Good people. Good salt of the earth people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're out on your ass? Good chance for us to take advantage of that. Here's $0. By the way, Luis Rojas is going to join us today.
Damn right he is.
As he always does here for the manager show. We don't know exactly what time yet because he's on his way to the ballpark, and you may have heard he's wearing snowshoes to get from the hotel to the ballpark.
Why is he going to the ballpark? Are they doing a workout indoors at Coors Field?
They might have like underground.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Bullpen stuff.
Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday. 4 of the last 6 days, the New York Mets have not played a baseball game.
Okay.
Well, think about that. They're barely playing.
And baseball's an everyday type of thing.
That's a good point. Look at you.
See that?
Breaking down the sport.
Which is why maybe DeGrom shouldn't pitch.
What does that mean?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no, he should pitch tomorrow.
Because how many days has it been since DeGrom's last pitch?
Saturday. It'll be a full week. It'll be 6 days rest. That's not too bad.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, 6 days rest. Just trust me, bro. I got
six.
This covered.
Yeah, that's 6 days rest.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Now, if your point was, if you were going to make a baseball point and say, Evan, I wouldn't use DeGrom in a seven-inning game because, hey, maybe I could use him in a nine-inning game. He could give me eight or nine innings. That is at least a point that we could discuss. But clearly teams have shown a non-willingness to do that. They look at it as, hey, I can get a complete game. I get a cheap complete game. Jake can easily give me seven innings as long as the Mets give him some runs, which doesn't normally happen.
I think it works out better for the Mets this way. Your expectation is that Jake goes complete game.
No, I agree with you. If you get seven out of Jake, that second game, you're just trying to piece together after Lucchesi how many innings? Three innings, two innings, four innings, which isn't crazy if you get seven out of Jake, but you have to score a run for Jake. Because I got a newsflash for you, Craig. You may not know this. If you don't score any runs, you can't win a game. Did you know that?
I was aware of that.
Okay. So while it sounds great,
but you're
going to
score runs in Colorado. Okay. I mean, everybody scores runs
in
Colorado.
Right. You are just setting it up, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way the Mets get shut out this doubleheader.
You know what?
And I would think...
Shut your mouth.
I go out there, and I know that DeGrom's going to give me a complete game.
But you don't know that.
No bullpen, no worry about runs.
You don't know that because we've seen Luis take him out after six innings, and if you're trailing in the game or tied, and there's guys on base in the top of the sixth or the top of the seventh, you're going to your bench for a pinch hitter. So you don't know that for sure. You don't know that for sure.
I'm just going to lock it in right now.
Oh, stop locking it in.
There's no way the Mets get shut out.
Unlock it.
In the first game tomorrow.
Unlock it.
There's just no way.
Craig.
It can't happen.
I don't like this. This is why Met fans think you've become a giant turd. That's why.
Met fans adore me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
The Staten Island ones do.
Yeah, right.
Because you went to Ralph's yesterday.
I did.
But you didn't go to the one in Staten Island.
That's correct.
You faked the funk
on a
nasty dunk.
Do you know what I did yesterday?
I know
for my
you didn't go to Staten Island.
I went to White Plains, which is near where I live.
Yeah.
I waited outside on a line for 20 minutes.
Why didn't you give the guy who was second in line money to pay for all the ices?
You know why, Craig? Because I'm not you.
That's what you should have done.
I was never.
Poof, 5 minutes in and out.
I have one issue, though. There were three people in front of me. The person who was second, when she got to the line, I don't mean to call her out, but you know what she did in a rainstorm that you can never do? Because when you go to Ralph's, you're outside. I'm getting rained on.
Yeah.
She asked for a taste test. She said, I'm sorry, can I taste this flavor?
Depends which flavor you're tasting.
She tasted three flavors.
Oh,
Craig,
my own.
What are we doing?
She just wanted free ices.
Well, that's fine when it's sunny outside or it's not raining.
It's there never fine.
There are people behind her. It's worse in the rain.
If there's multiple windows, okay, fine. In the rain, triple taste test?
Triple! I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I was very close to saying something, but I contained myself because truthfully, Craig, what was I going
to
say?
Here's $50. Add my order to yours. Let's go.
That's what I would have did.
I'm sure you would have. Mister, I'm making $0 from WABC.
However, if you have an underwriter for the program costs, including talent, we would love to syndicate a daily program and have it on ABC as an affiliate.
Oh, goody for me. Wow. Thank you so much. Did you ever tell Sid about this?
He knows about
it. Oh, he does know.
Yeah. I told everybody about it.
Well,
at the time.
Was fine.
There was just nobody talking to me, really, at that time.
Yeah.
I think I might have said to them, this will come home to roost one day.
Oh, it's roosting.
It's roosting.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We're going right up until Yankee baseball today. 6:30 or thereabouts for Yankee pregame.
Okay, Susan. I don't know what's going on here. You know, the Yankees are not playing well, Susan.
Well, you know, John, they're playing Tampa tonight.
Oh, hi, Billy.
CeeLo is here today. It's Friday after all.
CeeLo!
Did you see that big Boomer birthday cake out there?
Oh, I saw it right when I walked in.
That is getting FSU'd first.
Dude, I just saw that cake.
Yeah.
It's monstrous. Yeah. Barely any of it has been taken.
That was my biggest problem.
I think the folks at Cinderella made it.
They did
a great job.
Yes.
And it's a picture of Brute Smith giving Boomer a concussion. And we're going to F this up.
Can I have a few slices before you do
it? You better get there before my sledgehammer
does. Okay, because I look good, man.
A few? I had one. It is a filling cake.
Oh, it's filling?
It's outstanding, but okay. It's filling.
All right, next, I'm having it.
One slice
up.
And you'll be good to go.
I had some massive. Of the outside of it.
The fondant.
Fondant. Yeah. I like fondant. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, bring me Boomer's cake in here real quick.
Wait, we're doing it now?
I don't know.
Why not? No. I got to get a slice first. I just said I want to have a slice of the
bring
cake.
Bring a plate and a knife
yes.
For the ginger assassin, that please.
Dude, listen to Craig. Just yeah. Slice a plate. Oh, by the way, very important. This is very, very important. So during the break, earlier in the show, I tried to carry plates on my arm like a busboy. I got to three and then I failed. Is that fair to say, Craig? Three and then I failed?
Yeah.
With the plates? C-Mac, who claims he was a longtime waiter, tried to do it during the break. Couldn't even get to three.
Oh, that's not
dropped
true.
Them
I had
on
three.
The floor.
I had three. I was going for
barely.
The fourth.
No, barely got to three, Craig.
I had three locked and loaded.
So you and I tied, even though you've got bigger arms and you were a waiter for all those years. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, pathetic.
Yeah, but he's kind of got like
no, I'll gladly
alligator
do it again.
Arms. You know.
Who does?
C-Mac.
No, I don't.
Big Mac. You know, sometimes big guys have arms, but they're kind of like this. like their elbows are fused to their body.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like... Yo.
So how did you think he
my
was a good waiter?
My limbs were built by the gods. It's in between. I think can be a problem.
CeeLo is here. He's got an update.
Sort of.
And then we have Luis Rojas coming up at some point this afternoon as the Mets have another scandal on their hands.
I need help.
Oh, boy.
It's heavy.
Oh, come on,
no,
man.
Here's
help with what?
I can't carry it.
That's just go get the cake and bring it in.
I can't carry it. It's super heavy.
That's you can't carry a sheet cake.
No. It'll be FSU'd on the way to the studio if I don't receive
assistance.
That's actually
assistance. Pretty good. We should film him dropping the cake all over the floor.
And I'm cool with it, but I prefer you to smash it.
That's a disgrace.
C-Max, C-Lo, whoever, Evan.
I'd love to volunteer to help, but apparently I have alligator arms, and I don't think I'd be much of a help.
Well, someone's got to help. Is there anybody in the newsroom?
I don't know.
No, actually, building
believe
is
it or Pete not, Hoffman here?
There's nobody in the newsroom right now at the moment.
I think Pete Hoffman's here.
He's on the newsroom. He's recording
busy.
Something
he's doing
for
something.
Moose and Mac.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's literally no one sitting in the
he's
newsroom.
He's probably doing
right
stuff
now.
For the show.
I got to tell you, Craig, and I know this is going to bother you. I think CeeLo's 100% right. I think you should bequeath the opportunity to destroy Boomer's cake and just have Lugauer try to carry the cake across
yeah,
the newsroom.
Yeah, here's the problem. If he drops it out there, it's carpet, and he's going to feel bad. And
he's got to clean it up. He has to clean it up anyway. So
just go get the cake and bring it in.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, it's a cake.
I don't think I can
how
carry it.
How heavy could one cake possibly
be? It's
huge. Go get the cake.
Tommy, before you go, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Arm wrestling contest between you and your wife. Who wins?
Wife.
There you go.
He's very honest about it. I have to give him
he
that.
Knows. He knows. Self-awareness.
He is very, very honest
we're
about it.
We're real on this show.
Anyway, Luis Rojas is coming on.
What are they doing?
I have no idea, Susan. I don't know. We come in with a plan, and the plan never seems to go the way it's supposed to. Victor's in Patterson on the fan. Victor, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Con. How you doing,
what's
man?
Up, buddy?
Not much, but I just want to relate a few stories. When you went off... basically, I was going through a withdrawal. I said, what the hell do I do now? And so I started trying to tune in to some of these other guys. I was like, oh, it's this stuff. This show is boring. Then they decided to put you back out.
Yeah.
I said, this man is a genius. He's the king of all sports.
Yep.
Sports talk shows. He's the best.
Pretty much.
There'll never be another guy like this guy.
Oh, that's clearly true.
He makes me laugh. He's interesting. This is a show. This is not a sports show. This is a real show.
Right.
So, then they put you in with Evans.
Yeah, I ruined him.
A while ago, I called up. And he said, well, what about Evans? You were trying to introduce him. The genius that you are, you're trying to introduce.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know about him. but you know what?
What?
I said, this guy... they pointed at him with another genius.
What are they doing?
this guy's good.
He's fantastic. He really is fantastic. You're right.
I'm not really good. I'm just a product of the genius.
Yeah.
That is Craig Hart.
You are.
Exactly.
Just remember, I am such a genius and good at what I do that I got offered $0 to do it at another radio station in New York City.
I have another idea on how you're going to make a lot more money.
All right. Now you're talking. I'm going to start an OnlyFans account, and I agree with you, Victor. That's the best way for me to make a lot of money.
Is that what his idea was?
He wants me to be on OnlyFans.
That's how you're going to bring in all that cash?
When you get naked.
I know what OnlyFans is.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I've heard about it.
I've heard about it.
Yeah,
I've
nice heard cover. About it.
See, look, grab a piece of
can I
of
cut
the cake.
One for Evan?
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
go.
Evan,
give me
you
a
good
cake.
With that? Yeah, it's great. Right.
I'm not sure where I'm going to destroy that cake, but I'm going to destroy it.
Right in the middle. That's where you destroy it.
I don't know what I'm going to destroy it with.
A bat.
Yeah, I think that's the better question. What do you destroy a cake with?
A bat.
Maybe a bat.
What else would you destroy it with?
I don't know. Drop you something heavy on it?
Well.
From a good height?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. He's got me thinking. Thank you,
so you're thinking about, like, maybe lifting CeeLo up in the air and dropping him on it? Something like
Tommy.
That. It's not a bad idea.
Dude, if I had an extra pair of pants, I would totally do a Hogan leg drop on it for you. I would.
CeeLo's here. He's got an update for you. Oh, but he's busy cutting cake.
Just do the update, CeeLo.
Here's Sean and Montclair instead.
You missed it.
Sean, what do you got?
Hey, Craig. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Evan, love you, too. I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about here because it's embarrassing how many movies you have not seen. But, Craig, when I was when you got your offer of zero, the first thing I was thinking of was Godfather 2, Corleone's having the meeting with Senator Geary.
Yes.
And, you know, he's like, you know, he's trying to hose him for the license money. And he's like, I'll give you, you can have my answer right now if you'd like, Senator. And he says, you know, nothing. So it just reminded me of
my
that.
My offer is zero. And we'd appreciate you paying the license fee for us.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I thought of, to be honest?
I'm rated, Senator.
Sean, you know what I thought of? My initial thought was not Senator Geary in Godfather. My initial thought, honestly, was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. You get nothing. Good day, sir. That's my initial thought.
Black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing.
Damn it.
You lose.
Good day, sir.
That's what I thought.
According to Mike Puma, Mets pitchers are getting in their throwing at Coors Field, but there'll be no full team workout today.
What a lovely day
to
do it.
And Luis Rojas is out there or on his way to the stadium now as well.
Imagine that. The position players get to hang at the hotel, and the pitchers have to go out in 33 degrees.
Hey, we
and
hear
snow
about pitchers and their schedules, though. You don't want to miss a throw day, man.
I'm assuming you drink all day, right?
No. You know what they're doing all day?
What does a baseball player do on a day like today?
Video games. Nope, video games all day. Fortnite, probably not MLB The Show. I know it just came out if you bought it exclusively. I can't imagine them playing baseball, per se.
Binge
but Jeff McNeil
something?
Does. No, I'm telling you, video games.
You're
Trevor May
right.
is leading a tournament right now in that hotel.
You throw in a couple of hot toddies, though. No question.
There's drinking for sure.
Gotta.
I'd be drunk by now, no doubt.
By now already?
If I was like the starting second baseman for the Mets, I'd be wasted.
Blizzard in Colorado stuck in a hotel? Yeah.
There's no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. Snowstorm in April in Colorado? Hi there. I'd be like a former, like a Met employee. How you doing, baby? You want to see my bat?
That'd be your line?
Well, if I was a former Met employee that, you know, didn't behave in the workplace, I think so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
By the way, they got the dispensaries out there. It's legal. Are they allowed? Are MLB players allowed to do that in a state where it's legal?
I'm not sure if they test for marijuana in Major League Baseball.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if they do.
The other issue is that it's not federally legal. It's state legal.
Yes. Right.
So, yes, the New York Mets right now could be in line at a Denver dispensary.
getting some edibles.
Getting OG Kush and waiting for Trevor May to set up the Xbox so they can all play MLB The Show.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the sounds from Trevor May's room right now. That's the best impersonation I got.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. What do you have, CeeLo? Anything going on today?
Yeah, so non-sports related, you guys were talking about the Bobcat video before, and you haven't heard the audio yet?
I saw it, but I'm not either.
Audio is key in this whole thing, bro.
And now your Evan's claim is that you feel this could be a fake?
Well, I don't want it to be because it's so awesome, but the way he kind of talks about, I'm about to wash my car, feels very fake. But if you're going to show me it's not fake, I'd be thrilled.
No, it's not that I can show you. I just, when I watched it, that never even entered my mind.
Oh, good.
All right, so I'll play it for Craig, and then we'll discuss, all right?
Wash my car.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
What's up? It's a bobcat, a bobcat!
I hear a lot of fear.
CeeLo,
this made it worse. You didn't help me at all. Look, Craig, he starts off by saying, I'm going to go wash my car.
So
have
what?
You ever done that?
No.
Thank you.
I've washed my car.
Yeah, but have you ever announced
to the
world?
I never went outside going, oh, I'm going to go wash my car now, yes. Billy.
Wait a second. Maybe he walks out and sees his car is a little dirty, so he says to his wife,
hey, you know, here's the other question. Who's filming it?
The security cam. You
know, like one of those ring things?
Yeah, exactly. On the front door.
Wait, is it a Sloman's doorbell camera?
Maybe they got it for free. Yeah, exactly.
You get a doorbell camera?
Here's the problem with it. When he throws the bobcat, doesn't it get up and run?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the problem
with it. Yeah, Ev, what is it? A cat?
Well, I don't understand your point. What does that mean?
Like, it can't. Part's not fake. He does throw.
Oh no, it's a real bobcat.
I'm not suggesting that.
We don't know if it's a bobcat.
I'm suggesting that the setup to it feels very fake. How can you deny that?
Because of what he just said.
No, no.
He launches an animal into the CeeLo. Focus. I'm very
the
focused.
The beginning of it.
Okay.
Where he's talking out loud about.
Well, play the beginning again.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I need to wash my car.
Come on.
I need to wash my... It's a basic...
Have you ever
done that?
He's
out there by himself, too.
No, he's with the wife.
She's not in the picture yet.
She's not out there. She's clearly there. She's going to her side of the car, and he's going to his.
Let me hear her yelling again. The yelling will give it away.
All right.
If it's fake.
If I can isolate that.
Good. That's real.
Run happy.
Yeah, no, she does.
Come on.
No, I think
she's scared. She's scared for her life.
You gotta understand something, bro, and you gotta listen.
You can't fake screams like that and yells like that.
I want it to be real.
What are they doing?
I want this video to be on the car wash.
Because that's what he does.
It threw me off.
Don't you understand? That's what he does.
Don't blame me. C-Mac feels the same way.
He complicates everything. That's what they do.
You wanna jump in here? Since you feel the exact same way, these schmucks are trying to team up on me here.
Schmucks.
This is what they do. They're complicated.
I've never openly just dictated chores I plan on doing.
It sounds a little odd to me.
That's all.
But here's
I don't doubt the video. That's an odd thing to say.
You never said to your wife, hey, I got to go to the bank today. I got to go do this. I got to go do that.
Not like as I'm getting in the car, putting the coffee on the roof.
That's the perfect time to do it.
No.
That's when you do it. But that's what they do, CeeLo. They're complicated.
No, but dude, we want it to be real.
No, it doesn't sound like you do.
I made the comment five times.
Some type of objectionable part of everything in life.
No.
Frankly, it's wearing me down.
I want it to be real. I'm telling you.
Then just accept it for what
it is. I'll live life blindly the way you guys want to. Gee, isn't that funny? It's so real. And not question anything. Questioning is important.
But you question everything.
I question, not everything,
no.
Certain things.
He's only questioning the car wash. He's not questioning the scream or the animal that's clearly visible in the video.
Do you think there was a bobcat there?
I think it was some kind of animal. I'm not sure it was a bobcat.
Oh.
Definitely an animal, though, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, let's be honest, is he a bobcat expert, this guy?
Maybe it's
Because the guy says it's a bobcat. Okay. How do we know it's a bobcat?
Maybe it's not, but it's clearly a wild animal that's attacking his wife.
It could just be a cat.
I just said it may not be a bobcat.
No, it's bigger than a cat.
Oh, that's
maybe could have been a fox. Maybe it's a fox.
They have the coon cats, which are regular cat and like a wild cat mixed together. But they're not that big.
What I don't understand is
this guy got arm's length away from
him. In horror and fear, this guy got a 2 second glimpse at it, and he knows exactly.
That's another point.
We're taking his word for it. That's all I'm saying.
So maybe he misrepresented.
Let's just be fair. We're taking his word for it. We have no idea what kind of cat that is.
Technicality.
Does he wash his car in between stops at the zoo? How does he know exactly what kind of cat that
is? All right, fine. But you guys are suggesting the video is fake. It's a put on its stage.
That's overstating CeeLo, it. I'm saying that's a bit fishy at the beginning.
And that's the thing that's so odd about the way you guys are acting. All we're doing is questioning the beginning, and you're getting so defensive as if you made the video.
Not defensive.
We're just saying that's odd.
I'm just wondering how all the other evidence just gets cast aside. And you're fixated on the car wash because somebody screams in an effective way.
How about the animal that's clearly visible in the video? We admit it's an animal. Who's saying it's not an animal? Why are you so set on proving it's real, both of you guys?
Because we don't know.
So you're saying it's an animal, but it's fake. So somehow they got this wild animal to go along with their
Maybe they have two cats and they don't like each other and you knew there would be a fight.
You've now ruined the video for me. Now I have to move on.
That's fair.
The entire video is not ruined. I can't watch it.
Craig, you ruined the video yourself by not listening from the beginning. Because if you heard from the beginning.
I didn't hear any of it.
If you listened to it from the beginning without any preconceived notions.
I saw a bobcat attack a guy.
Right. Because you weren't listening. If you listened from the beginning, you would have been on me and C-Mac's side.
Yeah. That's what
if this went to trial, I think it's reasonable doubt.
Why do you have to bring up trials in front of me? Thanks. Jerk off. Danny's in Long Beach.
Schmuck.
Danny, what do you got?
All right, so you're a Westchester guy, right?
Sure.
So you want to destroy this cake?
Yes, I'm going to destroy the cake. Why?
So you got to get a harness, horse, whip from Yonkers.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, could somebody at Yonkers Raceway bring us a whip?
Harness horse, the
driver uses for the harness horse.
Oh my god!
Because I want to whip the cake. That's what I want to do.
You guys don't know how to destroy a cake. You get a whip. Everybody knows that.
I think I have an idea, Craig.
What?
Take the Mike Francesa studio sign off and use that to destroy Mike.
Why would you
cake.
Be so so disrespectful to Big Mike?
Well, we clean it when we're done. It's more disrespectful to Boomer's cake.
You want me to take the Mike Francesa studio plaque off the wall.
Correct.
And use it to demolish the Boomer birthday cake.
That's right. And that's not disrespectful
to
Mike.
And I'm a bad guy.
What? Okay.
And we are cleaning it, we being me.
That would be you, Loogie. Yes, yeah, you'd be cleaning it.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I will use, though.
Go ahead.
I got something.
What do you got?
Oh, I know where he's
going.
Don't
take the Abe Lincoln poster.
That's exactly where he's
going. Don't take the Abe Lincoln poster! Yep.
The canvas.
This Steve Cohen?
You call it
canvas?
No, you call it a poster. It's a canvas.
Semantics over there.
Don't disregard.
Why are you doing
you
that?
You saved Lincoln before you saved Steve Cohen.
You're damn right I saved Lincoln before I saved Cohen.
That tells you where his allegiances lie.
You're damn right.
You may remember earlier this year when Boomer Esiason said to Steve Cohen,
"You're good.
Shut your mouth."
You know what, Craig?
Right.
I'm on board. Let's do it.
The mouth will be shut on the Boomer cake.
I like it. You there convinced you me. I apologize. I endorse you using the Steve Cohen, what's it called again, CeeLo, to make you happy?
Canvas.
The canvas to destroy the Boomer cake. I fully allow that. Go ahead.
Thank
Steve
you.
Steve Cohen also sent a text out yesterday that I didn't like.
A tweet.
All a right. tweet that I didn't like.
Well, okay.
You know, in regards to David Portnoy saying, hey, I'm just trying to make a living just like you. You know, hey, I don't want to hear that from you. You know what I mean? You hedge fund billionaire. Just keep your mouth shut.
What? Keep your mouth shut.
And guess who's about to shut up the cake of Boomer Esiason?
The ghost of Steve Cohen.
Damn right.
That's exactly right.
I like it.
By the way, how did the FSU of the swing set go, Big Mac?
It went great.
Did you light it on fire like we discussed?
I was unable to light it on fire. I apologize. You know, I was thinking about leaving a bonfire going while I leave the house to my wife and kids, and I thought maybe that's not the best idea.
Maybe we'll
work on it.
So you were supposed to ignite it. Was not the thing we discussed?
No, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing you said I should do.
Yeah, just pour some and kerosene
then,
on
it. Yeah, right, douse it in gasoline, set it ablaze, and then go to work.
And then go to work, right.
Right, that was the suggestion. I chose to think better of the...
Simple gasoline.
Yeah,
right.
Simple. Open flame.
Open flame in the backyard.
I mean, that's basically what that's what she deals with all day anyway, right?
Exactly, right? Yeah. Sure.
Two kids at home. She's used to putting out
He's
fires.
He's got a fire pit. It stays inside the pit.
Yeah, but I don't know that for
sure.
So
you're not fully committed to FSU yet.
You know what? Let's be fair. If it wasn't somebody's birthday, who knows what you'd be doing?
Wow.
I went out early in the morning and took down a swing set.
Frank.
Don't call me not committed. I was the first one to have a video on this team.
He's right.
And you know what he's really right
Boomer's
about?
Cake
he's really
out,
right about the fact
committed.
That
I like
you,
FSU Friday. I'm all about
you
it.
You had no plan. Like,
yep.
I had a plan for a week. I've been open about what I was going to destroy CMAC as well. We've
you
talked about it.
You destroyed your childhood dollhouse.
It's not a childhood dollhouse. If you paid attention, it was a dollhouse we found on the side of the road. But you had no plan. You got lucky. Flat out lucky that a cake was made for Boomer. Otherwise, you even claimed yesterday you were going to destroy my head because you glanced at
right.
it when we stumped you to say, what are you going to destroy? So C-Mac's 100% right. You were very unprepared for this brilliant segment.
I've got the thing I'm destroying.
And
it's right
you
here.
You should apologize to the audience. I feel
I have nothing to apologize for.
Yeah.
You are going to destroy the Boomer birthday cake.
You are the
as
kid.
As Boomer and I discussed.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of? Usual Suspects. So in that last scene.
I'll flip you for real.
Where the guy starts creating the story, was creating the story based on everything on the wall.
Yes.
That's how you created what you were going to destroy on FSU Friday. You saw a picture of my head. You said, I'm going to destroy your head. You hear Boomer has a cake. I'm going to destroy Boomer's cake. You gave this zero thought. And for that reason, you not only owe me an apology, you owe the fans who listen an apology.
CeeLo, what else you got?
By the way.
I think we should include me on that.
He was here today with them, Evan.
Too,
he was here today with them. And conveniently, the food and the cake gets left behind. Whereas when you guys left the food out, morning show made a big stink about big you got to clean up your mess.
Yeah, fair point. The bagels and salmon out. Like that ages well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have another pair of Yankee tickets to give away, guaranteed between now and 4 o'clock. So if you want to go to the Yankees-Braves game on Tuesday at the stadium, you can do that courtesy of us. But CeeLo's got something else, I think, or no?
I guess so. If you'd like to hear what Noah Syndergaard's up to while his teammates are, you know, wearing winter coats.
Yeah, he's texting me.
Is he?
Yeah, he texted me back.
He put out one of those Fergazi Google.
I know, but you got your answer.
I got my answer.
Was it the same as what Craig got?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was slightly the same.
You may have missed that. We did that already.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Did you get to hear Noah, though?
No, I've not heard what he had to say.
And you know, this guy, okay, again, shirtless.
Yeah.
Makes it known he's at the beach. And by the way, can we do better on the audio quality here? You want to put the message out?
I've not heard the audio.
You're
going to
hear it in a second.
All right.
Know that you're at the beach and you've got waves crashing behind you. You've got to do a better job here.
Okay, go.
Okay?
Morning, guys. Here I am at the beach. I was getting my zen on.
Getting my zen on.
I had these thoughts. And I'm probably going to regret it.
All right, stop it.
Okay. That's part one.
If I'm a guy in the Mets.
Yeah.
That might piss me off.
Yes. Yeah, because you're working out and he's on the beach. Like, he's coming back from Tommy John, too.
Because he's not even being, like, funny, like, yo, Stro, what's up? How's things in Colorado? You know what I mean? Or, like, if he was really funny, he would have put on winter clothes and stayed on the beach. Like, ooh, it's cold here. Morning chill. He's just a douche. Like, I hope he recovers from Tommy John and pitches his ass off and helps the Mets win a championship. I really do. But he's such a douche. Yeah. He really is. And memo to Noah Syndergaard. Enough. You're not Thor. Like, he truly thinks he's Thor,
I think. Really bought into the character, yes.
The last guy that bought into being a superhero...
was Matt Harvey.
Right. Wound up his whole career went in the toilet.
Well, I pitched 4 okay innings yesterday.
Yeah.
Great.
And by the way, Noah Syndergaard's following that same career trajectory.
You know why this doesn't piss as many people off? Because right now, Noah Syndergaard's irrelevant. He's not on the roster. You barely think about him. You hope he can come back from Tommy John. I hope. But when I saw that video, instead of being angry and pissed off, I just looked at him and said, oh, yeah, he's on the team. Because that's how I view him right
now. Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, at the end of the video, I don't know who's delivers a less enthusiastic Let's Go Mets at the end of these corny videos, the owner or Syndergaard. Have you heard Steve Cohen do it?
I've not heard Steve Cohen's Let's
Go
Mets.
It's very like, and Let's Go Mets,
has
right?
Has Steve Cohen commented on the scandal of the day or no?
There's a quote in the Athletic story from Cohen about how they're investigating, the internal investigation.
Well, a lot of investigation going on over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course, this again, this kind of predates Steve Cohen.
The only thing that doesn't predate Steve Cohen is bringing back Sandy Alderson and decisions Sandy has made since his return. That's where it doesn't predate. That's where it is a story of today more than just looking at the past.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.